views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Greetings, good afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I'm going to attempt the impossible today. I'm going to attempt to use some of my notes. But don't hold your breath. We never know what's going to happen. Why isn't mainstream media excited? Why aren't they willing? What is it that is keeping them from really covering this war that Israel is fighting against the terrorists in the Gaza Strip? Well, because Hamas is about to surrender. Hamas is not doing well. You see, the way that Hamas has fought these battles over the years, the terrorists, they begin a conflict, and just about the time that Israel is ready to finish the conflict, they call a truce. They want a halt to the war. And it's worked through the last few decades, 3 decades, 4 decades. Start a conflict, stop, Hamas ends it, the UN gets involved, America's involved, United Nations, and they tell Israel, they have Israel stop the campaign. It's worked repeatedly. Hamas made a mistake this time. This time, there will be no ceasefire. The UN is fully aware of it. Hamas is now aware of it. Hezbollah, the other terrorist groups throughout the region, the Arab nations, the EU military command, NATO, etc., United States, China, Russia are fully aware of the fact this time there will be no halt. Stop. There'll be no ceasefire. Hamas went to the old playbook. We will do as much damage as possible, weaken Israel. Hopefully the United States will not resupply Israel with military weapons or fund Israel financially. And we will weaken Israel, and then we will rearm, regroup, heal, and continue to wear Israel down, chip away, chip away. But Hamas made a fatal mistake. They went all in. They decided we're going all in. And this time we'll just go to the old playbook. We will do as much damage as possible. The UN's coming to our aid, America, the other nations. And once again, Israel will capitulate and cease activities. They were wrong. Israel is flooding the tunnels, and these soldiers, these terrorists, have been in these tunnels for weeks at a time. They come out into the sunlight and they forget what the above world, out of the tunnel world is like. They haven't seen sun for weeks. They're disoriented. They're demoralized. They continually, day and night, have the thought, we have lost the battle. Israel is targeting all of the Hamas commanders. Israel is hunting them down, finding them, and dropping bombs upon their heads. Israel is refusing to discuss a ceasefire. America is not too happy with that. The UN isn't too happy with it. But Israel knows the next time, should they decide to just allow this ceasefire to take place, the next battle, Israel will not win the war. Hamas is watching what Israel has been doing, the weapons, the strategies. America has been watching and is learning quite a bit. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Hi there, it's Kathy from J Day's Appliance Sales and Service. I have a maintenance tip to keep your dryer in tip-top shape. Having good clearance in the back, not allowing the vent to be kinked, and check your outside vent for hot and heavy airflow. We're located at 132 East 7th Street, downtown Loveland. Call us at 970-669-1357. That's 669-1357.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening this fall in your area. Moving Day from the Parkinson's Foundation is a fun and inspiring fundraising event that celebrates exercise and unites the community in the fight against Parkinson's disease. Events may look different this year to keep everyone safe, but we can't wait to come together for a good cause. Parkinson's doesn't stop, and neither will we. Learn more and register for an event in your area at movingdaywalk.org.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my own. no safety or surprise. The end. I'll never look into your eyes.
So I'm saying that this is the end for Hamas in Gaza. That is just the fact. The mainstream media, again, is not in any way willing or excited about covering what is happening in Gaza. This is not, their go-to propaganda is that Israel is, this is a campaign to genocide, to murder the civilians in the Gaza area. This is not the truth. The truth is, Israel is America is basically telling Israel, do everything you can to not harm civilians. Israel has been doing that from the very beginning. Israel doesn't have to be told by the United States of America what not to do, what to do. Israel is doing what Israel must do to exist. Israel doesn't need bad publicity. Israel is not targeting civilians. Israel is doing everything to target terrorists, commanders. And they're effective. They're being very effective. But with war, there will be casualties. Friendly fire, and there will be casualties of civilians. But Israel is doing what they can do to not harm the women and children and the babies. But the HNN News Network, Hamas News Network, with all of its affiliates, CNN, all of the mainstream U.S. media, European media, BBC, all of the others internationally, demonizing Israel. Hamas made a big mistake. This time, they, in their playbook, everyone will come to our aid, all the nations will come to our aid, the UN will come to our aid to help us to bring about a ceasefire, and we will, and world opinion will favor us. Well, this is exactly what the HNN News Network and affiliates have done. But it's not, they're not being successful this time. They are, they made a big mistake. And Israel this time, like I have stated, this is a Bible prophecy being fulfilled. Psalm chapter 83. With all of the players involved, Israel is going to and has begun already to expand the kindling for the Psalm 83 war with all of the different battles. The kindling would be Gaza. Israel is going to, when this conflict is over, these Arab people that are living in the Gaza Strip are going to be relocated elsewhere. The war is now spreading into Lebanon with Hezbollah. The conflict is amping up. The winds are beginning to blow. The flames are being fanned. The conflict is going to go north into Lebanon, then to Syria, and it's going to sweep around into present-day Jordan. The world press doesn't want to discuss the daily successful campaigns in the tunnel wars in Israel or in Gaza. Israel is swamping these terrorists that refuse to come out. Israel's strategy to flood the tunnels. America's on the learning curve. All the terrorist groups are on the learning are on a learning curve. Israel is doing things that America didn't realize in our war. In what we do, we document wars, ancient wars, present wars, and we look at the strategies. Israel is giving America strategies that America's never had, and the European nations also, Russia as well. They don't want to discuss these successful campaigns in the tunnel wars. They don't want to discuss the command centers that are being destroyed with the commanders who are still in these centers. They don't want to discuss the death toll to the terrorist soldiers. The soldiers are the ones being taken care of after they're injured in the hospitals. It's not the children and the women, it's the soldiers. They don't want to discuss the how Israel has found the stockpiles, the weapons, the munitions, is destroying these positions daily. Already, thousands of Hamas troops have surrendered. They want to live to fight Israel in the future, a different day in the future. Israel, I don't know how many, I don't know what the prisoner, how many prisoners they have presently, but many of these prisoners, they can't hold them. Israel's going to have to at some point, not willingly, but going to have to allow them to exit these camps. I'm going to tell you, I believe, what's going to happen. When Israel finishes the war of Psalm 83, when all of the terrorists surrounding Israel are destroyed, there are going to be negotiations from the United States of America. And America is probably going to say something to the effect, Israel, you've won all the battles, you're safe. Let these poor people go. Let these soldiers go into the other Arab nations. And Israel is going to be forced to probably do that. And really, you're going to have prisoners in these camps for a decade, two, three decades in the future if they don't let them go. And Israel's not going to discuss a ceasefire. Not this time. America knows it. And there's nothing America can do this time. And because there will be no ceasefire, it's going to force the other terrorist groups surrounding Israel to ante up. They're going to have to also go all in. This war is going to escalate. The winds, the kindling in Gaza is being fanned. This war is going to accelerate. There's a Colonel McGregor. Everybody knows about Mr. McGregor. And he's a senior fellow with the American Conservative. He was a former advisor to the Secretary of Defense during the Trump administration. Most of you know who he is. But he has made some comments about what's happening. There is an Omer Bartov, who's a supporter of Israel, and he's observed the events since October, when this began in the 7th, on October 7th. Quote, in brief, Israel seems to have no political plan. and a very hazardous military one. I disagree. I disagree with Omer Bartov. Going on, quote, "It can only blame itself, not least Netanyahu, but also the military leadership, for having arrived at this point." I disagree. He doesn't think that Israel has a political plan, and they have a very hazardous military plan. I don't agree with that. Benjamin Netanyahu, when he became prime minister this last time, had been thinking during the time when the other prime ministers were in that position. He has considered this for a decade and a half. And he knew there'd have to come, that when their time would be right, when the conditions were right, Israel would have to go full out, all in. Netanyahu knew this. That Hamas and the terrorists knew it also. They knew Netanyahu's position. They knew Netanyahu had been preparing the IDF, working with the United States, with the Trump administration, tried to work with the Biden administration. Not cooperative, wouldn't even invite Netanyahu to the White House to congratulate him on winning a third term as prime minister, because Biden is anti-Semitic, or he is anti-Israel. He likes the Semites, he just hates Israel. He hates the Jewish people. It's evident. So I disagree with this individual. Netanyahu did have a political plan. The plan was he alone was going to have to diplomatically work with the religious groups in Israel, the Defense Department, with the Knesset, basically presenting to them, these people are going to attack again, and when they attack, this time we have to finish what they start. That was the military plan. The political plan was to convince these people in the Israeli government they must go to war, and this time there cannot be a ceasefire. So, the question for Israel, going back to an article out of Trans Journal, the question for Israel, Israelis, and the Americans that support the Jewish people in this event or in this present war, is whether the current war in Gaza is purely reactive war without an attainable political objective, beyond the stunning level of violence that is destroying Gaza and expelling its Arab population. This is exactly what Psalm 83 states will happen, that Israel will go into Gaza to fight a war to win and to remove the Arab people from the surrounding nations over the last half a century out of that city and region. We'll be back.
The Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale is going on now. Choose from thousands of carry-out-sized trees that are easy to handle and easy to plant. While supplies last, buy the first tree at regular price and mix or match a second tree for only 50 cents. Thousands of shade trees, flowering trees, fruit trees, evergreen trees, ornamental trees, and more. Also, huge savings on shrubs and perennials.
You come take see. I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Are you as ticked off at Roly Polis and the Dems as I am? Join us Wednesday at 5 p.m. when we'll be joined by Tabor Law author Doug Bruce. Wednesday at 5 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
Are you as ticked off at Roly Polis and the Dems as I am? Join us Wednesday at 5 p.m. when we'll be joined by Tabor Law author Doug Bruce. Wednesday at 5 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
Monday through Friday. The Present Truth Program on 1360 KHNC AM or 1360 AM radio. Podcasts are on 1360KHNC.com. So the question is Israel's plan to have an Arab-free state from the Jordan River to the Mediterranean? Yes. Will it happen? Yes. From here to eternity? No. It will happen temporarily for a short period of time. Hamas will be defeated in the Gaza Strip. Palestinian PLO will, for the most part, be neutralized in the West Bank. Hezbollah is going to be removed out of Lebanon, other terrorist groups out of Syria. Damascus will be destroyed. Present-day Jordan King Hussein will yield to Israel's army, and Israel will occupy and expand real estate into present-day Jordan. King Abdullah II's country. For a period of time, Israel will have a terrorist-free Israel. There will be Arabs living in Israel, those that will assimilate will be the enemies of Islam and the terrorist groups in the future. For a period of time, Israel will have an Arab-free or a terrorist-free Israel. But then, Russia with other nations are going to invade. And it's another prophecy. So there's a prophecy of Psalm 83, which is this war and conflict presently. It had a beginning, October 7th, 2023. It will have an end about the time that Damascus with the terrorists' command centers in Damascus are destroyed. Shortly after that, you're going to have a second prophecy initiated, which is already being prepared right now. The ingredients for the next coming war with Russia, Iran, Turkey, some of the nations in the old Soviet bloc, Ethiopia and Libya, the ingredients are being put together presently for the next conflict. It is a prophecy that takes two chapters in the Bible concerning Russia and comrades. Ezekiel chapter 38, 39. I don't have time to get into the whole prophecy. I'll give it to you in detail. It's called the Gog-Magog War. And Ezekiel condemned Russia, condemned Gog, the wicked ruler of the kingdom of Meshech and Tubal in the land of Magog. So there is a, for the Christian people, you may understand a little bit more than maybe the non-Christian audience, what I'm going to say. Russia is controlled in the invisible world by a spirit, a very, very powerful spirit called Gog. And that spirit rules over an area called the land of Magog. Verse 3. I, the Lord God, I am your enemy. I will make you powerless. I will put a hook in your jaw. I will drag you and your large army, your command cavalry troops that are heavily armored with shields, swords, military weapons. Your army includes soldiers from Iran, Ethiopia, Libya, as well as from Gomer and Beth Togarma, which could indicate Turkey, possibly part of Ukraine, and maybe even soldiers from Germany, and that dwell in the north. Keep your troops, prepare your troops to fight, because in a few years, in the end days, I will command you to invade Israel, a country that was ruined by war. It was deserted for a long time, but its people have returned, 1948, from foreign nations where they once lived. The Israelites live in peace on the mountains of their own land, but you and your army will attack them like a fierce thunderstorm and surround them like a cloud. So I'm telling you that this prophecy could not be fulfilled until Vladimir Putin became the president of Russia. Because Vladimir Putin is a president of Russia that is making this war possible. American CIA, the Nazi element within the American government, the CIA, using the Nazi troops that have resided in Ukraine from the times of Adolf Hitler, they decided to provoke Russia. And what they did was they made Russia a more powerful nation. The Ukraine war is over. Russia has won the war. There will be a little skirmishes. Zelensky's days are numbered. Russia doesn't need to occupy any territory in Europe. There's not going to be a Russia looking to further the conflict in Europe, West Eastern Europe. Russia has no purpose for doing that. Because right here in this prophecy, in Ezekiel 38 and 39, it is made clear by Ezekiel, God's prophet, Russia has hooks that are going to be put in its jaw. And these hooks are going to be used by God to pull Russia south to Israel, to the mountains of Israel. Not present-day Israel as we know it, but the new territory that Israel is going to occupy and own in the near future. The mountains of Israel to the east side of the Jordan River. Russia is, hooks are being put in her jaw to drag her south, not to keep her in Europe, Eastern Europe. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
A lot of radio stations can boast about having 2, 3, even 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is that their average listener only listens for 4 minutes. And if they're listening to music, they're constantly changing the channel. Same old boring commentary. Or as soon as a commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have some of the longest continuous listener minutes in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial as soon as a commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss 1 second of their favorite programs. Advertise with AM 1360 KHNC and have your message heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We have the best rates in Colorado. So call us at 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
We are presently in the final decade before Jesus Christ returns. And in that decade, there will be many things that will occur. At the end of the decade, in the year and 6 months, in the 3 month, in the 1 month period before Christ returns, you'll have Armageddon, the War of Armageddon. 7 years before the War of Armageddon, maybe 7 years, three, maybe 4 months prior to Armageddon, there's going to be a war called the Gog-Magog War, which is this war that I'm describing in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. This war takes place 7 years plus a few months before Armageddon. And before this war takes place, there is a pre-war, a pre-Gog war called the Wars of Psalm 83. Psalm 83 war, where Israel eliminates, destroys all of the terrorists within Israel and surrounding Israel. When that war is concluded, then the Gog, Magog, or Ezekiel 38 and 39 war will occur. When the war with Russia is finished, and Israel won't be able to fight this war. So in Ezekiel, God has a way that he is going to destroy Russia, Persia, Ethiopia, Libya, Turkey, possibly troops coming with from Ukraine, the Ukraine area, possibly Germany. God has a way to destroy those, that army. I will discuss in the future in on the present on the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. I will discuss this Ezekiel 38 and 39 prophecy in more detail. I don't have time. Minutes. We're pushed for minutes. We don't have many minutes. So I can only give you an overview. I can't give you in-depth Bible insights. I have to keep it general. After Russia is destroyed, Israel is going to be basically a powerless nation, is going to have financial problems, will need help from the monster nation America, like this song by Steppenwolf, very prophetic from the late 90s. Monster was the name of the movie, or the name of the song. Steppenwolf was the band. America, where are you now? Don't you care about your sons and daughters? No. This nation does not. I'll put it this way. The system in this country, it is a system. It is heartless. It cares nothing. There's no the American citizens. You're just a generator to generate finances. You're just a copper top, a battery. That's all you do. You just generate the income for the system. This system, America, right now as I'm speaking to you, our strategy as a country is to go to two places in the Middle East. Either we move into Syria or we move into Israel. For the most part, military commanders would prefer not to move into Israel because Israel could be a headache. Maybe interfere with America's objectives. So Syria would be better for us to move our military into Syria. But we won't, because if you want spiritual power, if you want to take over spiritually God's power, you move into Israel and you move into Jerusalem. There's no sense in setting up the New World Order in Syria. Jerusalem is the city of the great God. And this is where the temple of Almighty God in the natural world, physically on the earth, this is where that spiritual point is. Jerusalem in the temple, the real temple, in the real position where the real temple sits. We view things as fighting for property or for power, but in the occult world, the view is different. They try to find where the spiritual blessing of God is to own that location. This is why Jerusalem is the target for the United States of America in the near future. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, will be back.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
Just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin's son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 37.
Who are the people that tell you not to own gold? Bankers, Wall Street pinstripe bandits, and all the other debt pushers out there. They believe in endless money printing that taxes all of us in the form of inflation. Make sure your wealth is protected by calling the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Well, we're going to finish out. Now, McGregor, there's a little snippet I want to read. So if Israel is planning to have a terrorist-free Israel state from the Mediterranean to the Jordan, then if that the answer is yes, the article goes on, then the Middle East is indeed on the path to a war of decision, a war that will govern Israel's continued existence and the future extent of American strategic influence in the Near East and North Africa. This suggests that the Middle Eastern war, that the regional Middle Eastern war that ensues will have little to do with morality, everything to do with power. I agree. This is correct. On the behalf of the United States, it's always been about power. How much power? Just a little more. Now, on Israel's part, it's not so much power because Israel has no intention nor would ever be able to take over all the nations of the Middle East or the world. Israel is trying to exist, trying to get to make it through this day, the evil of this day, so that Israel can exist tomorrow. America is not going to allow any nation to interfere with our hegemonic plans. I go back to a position that I hold concerning the United States of America. This nation, I'll back up. By 1989, New York City was a city that was the property of a dynasty called the Rockefeller family. By 1900, the nation of America, I believe, was almost already owned by a family, the Rockefeller family. By 1999, this country definitely was owned by a family, along with millions, if not billions, of acres of land internationally. And one of the future plans of this family was Israel. Maybe Russia? Yes. China? No. India, the other nations? No. Why? Spiritually speaking, they don't have the spiritual power that Israel has, and especially Jerusalem. This is why years ago there was a plan back in the 70s to put in a satanic center in the city of Jerusalem. There was a UN, might say, center for people from all the nations of the world to come and practice their religions. They could practice their religions there. And we're out of time. We'll have to discuss this at a future date. Podcast, 1360khnc.com, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I'm going to have to think about it tonight, figure out what direction to go tomorrow. You don't have to believe me, but let's visit, see what happens. Have a good evening.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts. We are giving away a free desktop PC for the month of December. So come by and check it out and enter to win our free PC giveaway. We provide sales and service for all makes and models. For all your computer needs, come by and see us. We are located in the Orchard Shopping Center in Loveland, next to the Ace Hardware. Or you can find us at PCsandParts.com. Call us at 970-203-0696. That's 970-203-0696.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.